Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is a very, very special day on New Life Live. Why is it special? Because we have a very special person. Not that Dr. Sherry Keffer isn't special enough herself, but she is. Sherry, welcome and good to be with you today.
It's great being here. And I'm okay with the guest being more special because I think he is more special.
One of the great things about our guest is that, like the Washington Post says, he's the most popular psychiatrist in America. We could have had the second most popular psychiatrist on. We wanted the most. And so Dr. Daniel Amen is with us today, and I am so glad that he is. And let me tell you why. Well, first of all, welcome, Dr. Amen. Thanks for being here with us today.
Well, thank you, Steve. I always love being on your program.
Well, what I love about you is that you can change a person's brain from the heart up. And you have the heart for people that makes everything you do brain-wise so credible and so transformational. Many of you have seen him on PBS, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. I say this guy, who is a believer, would change your brain and change your eternity if he had his way in your life. And so we're going to be talking with him today. We're going to do three programs today. And if you can't get through in the first one, try the second or the third. And we want to talk about the brain. We want to talk about God's truth, the power of memory, how it is that we can do the very best for our lives and become what he calls a brain warrior, where we're no longer letting the enemy have access to, I think, the most important organ and the one in my life that malfunctions every single day. So my kidneys work fine, other things, but the brain, you know, I want to order a salad and it says pizza. And so we've got to get on top of that, and he's going to help us do it. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. And I'm holding in my hand, if you're watching on television, it's this wonderful little book, and you can get this from newlife.com. It's called Stones of Remembrance. And this is one of the most powerful brain books ever because it's God's Word, and it's outlined in different topics, different things for different parts of your life. You memorize the scripture, and boy, does it ever heal, transform, and make life better. But Dr. Amen, what was the inspiration for Stones of Remembrance? How did you get onto that project, which is so fantastic?
I was writing my book, Memory Rescue, which is so important. It's about how to keep your brain healthy or rescue it if it's headed to the dark place. And I realized there's so many healing scriptures that can help your mind, that can help your mood, that can actually help your memory. Because one of the strategies to improve your brain is to actually work your memory. And there's just no better way than remembering scriptures, such as your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that was given to you by God, that was bought for you at a price of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm like, now this is the way I want people to optimize their brains.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it really does. And you know, one of the great practical pieces of wisdom that I got from Dr. Amen when I went to see him is about a substance that's kind of the enemy of the brain. We're going to talk about that when we come back. But we've got great hope and great truth for you, and all you have to do is call us at 1-800-229-3000. 3 hours, we're going to be right here at 1-800-229-3000. You ever wonder about this organ, the brain. It really is different than the spirit or your heart. It's a real live organ that needs your attention. We're going to help you with that. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back with Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen, right after this on New Life Live.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and as I said, we have Dr. Sherry Keffer and we have Dr. Daniel Amen. Probably the most popular book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. I think you've just recorded your 13th PBS special? That's where most people, I think, have seen you. Would it be the 13th?
Or yes, Feel Better that? Fast and Make It Last. It's coming out this December nationwide.
That's pretty spectacular. Well, we'll look for that. But right now, I'm not going to delay. I want to talk to some folks, and why don't we talk to Mick? He's calling from Reading, Pennsylvania, and I will go to my new call screen thing here and click in Nick. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm hanging in. I just had a question that if someone gets to the point where nothing is functioning correctly, is there some psychological issue if you get to the point where you just decide it's time to give up and go sit on a rock someplace and just wait for the end?
Are we talking about you?
Well, yeah, me and whoever else feels this way.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think a lot of folks reach that point. And you kind of feel hopeless, right?
Yeah, the best thing I have to do is fight my way through this day so that I can do the exact same thing, the exact same meaningless thing the next day, kind of makes me, I don't know, trying to find a point in that, and there isn't any point. So
no.
If you decide that you've had enough of it, does that mean that there's some kind of a psychological issue, or did people just get tired?
So, Mick, can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on?
Well, there's not an area in my life that's moving forward. In fact, I am slowly moving backwards in every area that there is, and there's no way out of it. Some things are obviously bad decisions on my part, and others are things that are out of my control. But I'm in a position where I can absolutely do nothing to turn any situation around.
So, and how long have you felt like this? How long has it been like this?
It's been this way for almost 2 years now.
And you're how old, Mick?
66.
And have you ever had depression in the past?
I've had moments where I wasn't bubbly, but I don't know that I would call it depression. I think it's just a reality. I mean, it literally is what I just explained. It's not like I sit around and moan and whine about it. It's just a realistic outlook.
But when your brain is sad, Mick, I don't know what it is that you've done that you said that you regret. But it sounds like there's been some pain that's happened within the last number of years. And it's left you feeling stuck. And I would even say left you with some loss. There's some really painful things that have happened in your world. And people don't know that when pain happens to our brain, it's kind of like taking a hammer when you hit your thumb, right? Have you ever hit your thumb with a hammer? It hurts. But people don't realize, Mick, that when pain is in our lives, when we've done things that we regret, maybe hurt others, or people have hurt us, it's kind of like our brain gets hit, and it's in pain. And so I love the fact that Dr. Amen asked you if you'd ever felt depressed before, because I think you are depressed. Nothing wrong with it. It's just your brain is struggling to get what it needs because the chemicals have been expended in your loss, in your pain. What are your thoughts, Dr. Amen?
Well, you know, without knowing more about Mick's situation and Mick's life, it sounds like his mind is in this dark place where he feels hopeless and helpless and like nothing is going to change. And sometimes there's a reality to that.
Sure.
And oftentimes when your mind goes to the dark place, it can be your mind is misfiring. And balancing it can help you so much. I mean, people get suicidal when they feel like there's no hope.
Sure.
But what we've often seen working with thousands of suicidal people over the years, that when you put it under the light of day, there is hope, but their brain has them stuck in a negative place. So
let me just jump in here real quick. Mick, in Dr. Amen's book, Stones of Remembrance, he's got these scriptures that are truth about folks who are going through depression. And it says this, for instance, in Psalm 34:18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Now, I believe that that is true, but you're not experiencing that, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what that says to me is, there's some type of brain malfunction that's preventing you from experiencing God in the way that God wants you to experience him in this really tough time. He says in John 14:1, don't let your heart be troubled. Trust in God and trust in Christ also. So if you're not experiencing that, then we have to say, how can I find a fix to whatever standing in the way of me experiencing that? Sometimes we have bitterness and resentment that needs to be confessed. Sometimes we have some kind of sin that needs to be confessed. But what I find most often is there are supplements, there are medications, there are things that can change the way the brain functions, even a change in diet. These are things that I've learned from Dr. Amen's books like Memory Rescue. And I'm just wondering, do you have somebody that could help you with like a different type of medication for your brain that might be the only thing you need to experience God in the way that God wants to be experienced? Do you have anybody that could help you with that medication?
Actually, I don't. And I mean,
okay.
That's one of the, I mean, like I said, every area in my life is backwards right now, and that's one of them. I have no fellowship. I have no... no contact, no communication. I can't get located into a good church to do that. And
well, it's a really negative spiral. It's a negative spiral. Nothing is working. Okay, what's your concern?
Yeah. Well, my concern is that, you know, keeping a positive outlook on a day-to-day basis, waiting for something to happen. My concern is that as I lay on my deathbed, I'm going to look up and think, I waited all of this time and nothing ever changed, and I'm going to feel stupid about the whole thing.
Okay. So, do you drive?
I do.
I believe the greatest source of hope for you is your steering wheel, where you grab hold of it with two hands and you drive yourself to a psychiatrist who can help you find a medication to get you out of this depression, the funk, the fog. And if you would do that, if you would be courageous enough to make the call, grab the steering wheel, drive yourself there, I think life can be totally different. But don't wait for God to do what God might be waiting for you to do. He might be saying, have enough faith in me that you listen to these godly people telling you, get some help. Don't wait for the miracle to happen. Don't wait for somebody to walk into your life to change things. You walk into a doctor's office and see if that isn't the link between you and God that is missing. It's not a weakness. It's a strength to say, maybe at this stage of my life, my brain needs something else. Dr. Amen, go ahead and finish what you were going to say there.
So let me just jump in. Whenever I evaluate someone, so Mick, if you came to see me, I'm always thinking in four circles. What's going on with your brain? So that's the biology. And sometimes having low thyroid can make you feel depressed. Sometimes having a head injury recently can make you feel depressed. So there's a biological circle. There's a psychological circle. Getting your mind right is critical. I'm hearing a lot of, I call them ants, automatic negative thoughts. There's a social circle. It sounds like you're isolated. And a spiritual circle. So ultimately getting well is you're working on the biology. So when Steve recommends medication, that can be really helpful. But also disciplining your mind, getting connected, and making sure, because it sounds like you have no purpose or the purpose in your life is wanting. And those are the factors that we're going to talk over and over again over the next couple of hours. Biological, psychological, social, spiritual can really help invigorate what's going on in your life now.
Yeah. It's funny.
Okay, so go ahead. Sharon.
I was going to just say, it makes me think of a gentleman that came to Amen Clinics when I was working with you who said, this is my last stop. He said, if I don't get help here, I'm going to take my life, which as a therapist.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah, that's, you know, it kind of scares you. It rattles your cage because you don't want someone to take their life. But I'll tell you something, Dr. Amen, getting him on the right medications, I saw within a few weeks that man come back to life. And I don't think if those medications by that psychiatrist wouldn't have been given to him, I'm not sure he could have bounced back. And so that was the first step of the circle, right? The four things is really getting some medication in there to help him so that he could even help himself.
So we actually have a free online assessment. If you go to brainhealthassessment.com, it will tell you, well, what type of brain do you have and what are the supplements or even the medications that might help based on what is now 145,000 brain scans we've done on people over the last 30 years. So that might be a simple thing to help, and then getting professional help as well could be really helpful.
Okay. So I want you to hold on, Mick. I'm going to send you, I rarely do this, but you're going to get the triple dog bonus package here. I'm going to send you Stones of Remembrance because there's some great, I mean, just on depression alone, these scriptures are so full of hope. Secondly, out of the Arterburn Wellness Series is this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression. Well, I want you to understand and love yourself. So I'm going to send that to you. I think that will be helpful. And then let me send you Take Your Life Back, because that's a book that gives you the steps that'll put you in your car, hands on the steering wheel, driving to see somebody that can help. And then you can do that assessment also. I'm so glad you called. Hold on. Maybe we can find a psychiatrist in your area that could be a big help to you. Do we want people on medication that don't need to be on medication? No, we don't. But sometimes it is the thing that stands in the way between a whole new life and a life of despair. And you've told you before, I've had pastors in my office saying, I used to preach against any kind of medication. And now I'm preaching because after I hit the wall of depression, the only thing that got me back in the pulpit preaching was the right medication. And so it's not always the case, but we don't ever want to eliminate that as an option. Let's go to Steve, Coswell, Pennsylvania. I believe that is the station there. Hi, Steve. Welcome to New Life Live. You're on with Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Steve Arterburn here. Glad you're with us. How can we help?
Oh, thank you. I'm very, very pleased to be able to talk to everyone. I've been listening for a very long time.
Wonderful.
I'm a 26-year-old.
Okay.
Had issues as a 12, 13-year-old. We did psychiatry. We did counseling. We did mentoring all through high school. So he graduates Berklee College of Music, and so now we're 26, and we're working, but we don't seem to be able to take tasks through. That has always been an issue.
Okay, hold on. You can hear this music. We're going to have to go to a break, so I didn't realize it was coming up quite that quickly. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. Got a new book in the Arterburn Wellness Series. It's just out, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissism. Something tells me it'll be the most popular one in the series. We'll be back after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special. And the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. We're on with Steve, and he was explaining that he needed some help with his son. Now, your son has attention deficit disorder, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and so what's going on with him now that has motivated you to give us a call?
I guess the issue is, let me give you a for instance of just talking about something important that involves himself, what's going on with him right now, and maybe his future. You always feel like you're tap dancing and the answers are short, never derogatory, but just trying to get him on a clear path in his professional music career. He is teaching right now presently, couple days a week, nothing steady. I'm trying to. I think it's a complete the task issue, or I don't know if it's a afraid of success, so we pull back. I just can't put my finger on it. He'll do anything you ask him to do, but you have to ask him to do it. If you ask him,
so, Steve, is his ADD being treated currently?
It is not.
Yeah. So everybody thinks, not everybody, but most people think if you have ADD as a child, you outgrow it. And there are all these adults running around who have ADD that are completely untreated, and they are frustrating the people in their lives. And I've scanned over 20,000 people who have ADD of one form or another. And what we see is they have low activity in the front part of the brain. So they have problems with focus and follow through, judgment, impulse control, organization, planning, empathy. They want to do the right thing, but they don't have the mental horsepower, the brain horsepower to make that happen. And typically, hear me, don't say this to him, but typically, I'm also a child psychiatrist, people who have ADD are 3 to 5 years behind their chronological age. So their emotional age is younger than they are. And that really frustrates parents because it's like, come on, you're 26. You should be moving your life along, when emotionally he may be more like 20. And so what I recommend, and I have a book called Healing ADD that would be helpful to you, is getting him evaluated, treated, keeping up with the treatment can be very helpful. And yes, there are natural things that he can do. Exercise, making sure his thyroid's right, a high protein, low carbohydrate diet, all of those things can help. But sometimes if he's really struggling with low function in the front part of his brain, and if you brought him to one of our 8 Amen clinics, we would scan him and go, okay, what's going on with your brain, and then balance it, often with medication, that it can make just a huge positive difference. So given that he was really struggling as a child and you really worked on it, just because he grew up doesn't mean his brain is in the right – it's not balanced. And it's not a shaming thing. It's like glasses. You know, people who need glasses, you would never beat them upside the head and say, come on, try to see better. People who have ADD, when they try to turn their brains on, it actually turns off. And that's where the medication or supplements can be so important.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Let's help you help him. By first of all, what would be the first step? He would just say to his son, suggest that he do this that's different. What would that first step be in a different future?
Well, the first thing to know is, does he still have ADD? You know, some people outgrow it. So on Amen Clinics, we have an ADD type test, because one of the big ahas I made long time ago is it's not one thing. It's 7 different things. So know what type of ADD you have. So take the test on him from your perspective. Okay. Have him take it. And if it shows he still has ADD of one form or another, get an appointment with a psychiatrist who's expert in ADD and get him on treatment. It just can make the most radical difference. So that's the first thing, because otherwise everybody's beating their head against the wall. Try harder, try harder. If only you tried harder, you'd do better, when that actually is hurtful.
How it hurts is it can actually lay in some automatic negative thoughts or ants. Because a lot of times people with ADD, they believe this because somebody else is always having to prod them, especially if they've not had medication or whatever, and they've struggled. So they believe things like this: I'm not capable. I'm not good enough. I'm stupid. I can't do it. And they can be hugely successful. I mean, a lot of people, Steve is an example of that, that have ADD that can have success in their life. But they believe that they can't. And so I don't think your son is afraid of success. I think he might have some ants crawling around inside of that have come through the ADD.
So there's the biology, the psychology.
Exactly.
We'll also talk about social and spiritual.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about ants, these automatic negative thoughts. We're going to talk about what I have, which is AAADD, Adult Attention Deficit Disorder, and the need, I think, to never assume that what you're doing today might work for the rest of your life, to be willing to try different things. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about jumping to the medication option too soon, which is exactly what I did with our previous caller. We'll be back right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and I'm going to send Steve a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. In this book that we did in the series, really gives you the upside of attention deficit disorder. A couple other things I want to talk about here. Sherry has mentioned this little acronym, ANT, or ANTS, Automatic Negative Thoughts. And Dr. Amen, you were down at The Rock in San Diego with Miles McPherson, and you were talking about this with him. Explain what ANTS are and what we can do about these little guys.
So a long time ago, I realized every thought you have actually affects every cell in your body. When you have negative, angry, hopeless, helpless thoughts, your brain actually releases chemicals that make you feel bad. The opposite is also true. When you have positive, happy thoughts, you release different chemicals that make you feel good. Thoughts are automatic. They just happen. And one day after a very hard day at work, like four suicidal patients, two teenagers who ran away from home, two people who tried to kill themselves, I came home to an ant infestation in my house. And as I was cleaning them up, I'm like, ants, automatic negative thoughts. Oh, my patients are infested with these little things. That depression right. is really an ant infestation. That anxiety disorders are, you're infested with these little things. You need to get an anteater. So I actually have anteaters in my office where we teach people how to get rid of the automatic negative thoughts. And it's not hard. In my new book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, I talk about tiny habits. What's the smallest thing I can do today that'll make the biggest difference? Whenever you're feeling sad or anxious, write down what you're thinking and then ask yourself, is it true? Can I absolutely know if this is true? It's the best way to kill these ants.
Is it true? Okay, that's a great insecticide, you could say, to asking yourself when you have a thought, is it true? Most likely it's not. Now, I want to address this other thing, that when we were talking with this depressed gentleman in the beginning, I immediately went to the medication fix, because I had just recommended to someone that they consult a psychiatrist. When he doubled the dose of the medication they were on, within 48 hours, this was a different human being. From despair to life, all of a sudden, looked pretty bright for this person. So I might have jumped the gun there on this guy. What do you think, Dr. Amen?
Well, you know, my first thought, and I'm like, hey, I'm the psychiatrist here, and I always think in my head, first do no harm, use the least toxic, most effective treatment. Sometimes medication saves people's lives. Mm-hmm. But I'm always thinking about people in these four circles. So what are the biological causes of depression? Well, maybe you inherited it. Maybe you've been under chronic stress, but maybe you had a recent head injury or a concussion from a car accident. That can cause depression. Or you have low thyroid. So the first thing is a good evaluation to make sure there's not a biological cause for depression. But we've also found that killing the ants is as effective as antidepressant medication. Mm-hmm. And there's social cures. There's another treatment called interpersonal psychotherapy, teaching people how to get along better with others and then making sure there's meaning and purpose. So I am not opposed to medication, but I am opposed to it's like the first and only thing you do to try to get your mind right, because there's so many other things to do, including simple things. There's a study from New Zealand, where they put one group on Prozac, 51% got better. They put another group on omega-3 fatty acids, 57% of people got better. And when they did the combination, it was 88% of people who got better. So looking at the natural ways can be helpful, but if they don't work, I will clearly drug someone's brain into submission.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Dila from Louisville, Kentucky, listening on WFIA. How you doing? Welcome to New Life.
I'm doing fine. And you?
Good. What's the question for us today? How can we help you?
For a very long time, I've been thinking about this thing, the difference between the mind and the brain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the doctor seems to be talking a lot more using the word mind. And so my question is, what is the difference between the mind and the brain?
Okay. Something tells me you might have a good definition or a good distinction between the two, Dr. Amen.
Well, the brain is actually what controls everything you do, and the mind emanates or comes from the physical functioning of your brain. And people will argue with that, and I'm like, no, just think of somebody who's got dementia. They are clearly losing their mind because they are losing brain cells. Now, you can use your mind to enhance your brain by disciplining it, by training it. But in my practice at Amen Clinics, or our practice, we want to get your brain right, because when we see your brain is healthy, it's so much easier to discipline and train your mind.
I kind of look at my mind as how is the level of awareness or accuracy of awareness. My mind is aware, and if the organ that allows that to occur isn't properly, it isn't getting the right kind of supplements, water, things like that, maybe even medication, my awareness in my mind is going to be distorted. I'm not going to feel normal. I'm not going to see things normally. I'm not going to perceive things correctly. So when I think of brain, I think brain's the organ that allows my mind to even have some kind of awareness of the world around me. When the brain dies, pretty much my awareness dies with it.
And you can, you know what I get excited about, because I've seen a lot of really bad brains.
Yeah.
But people who can discipline their mind, negative thoughts actually make your brain work in a negative way. They actually turn off some of the learning centers in the brain. So they clearly work together. But if you're going to start anywhere, start by optimizing the physical functioning of your brain, and then training your mind can be so much easier. And nobody cares about their brain. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you can't see it, right? You can see the wrinkles in your skin or the fat around your belly, and you can do something when you're unhappy with those. But that's why looking at the brain, and when you saw your brain, you got so much more serious about taking care of it, because you have a relationship with your own brain. That's what the imaging did for me when I first scanned myself in 1991. I'm like, oh, that's not good. I want that better.
You call that brain envy.
Brain envy,
you have had, you know, several different scans after that, and your brain does look so much better than when you first started, which is proof that you can change your brain.
And when you change your brain, you change your life.
Amen. All right, let's go to D, and let's see what's going on in Philadelphia. WFIL is the station. Hi there. Hi, D. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I got a lot of questions, actually. I'm concerned for my husband, but I want to know, what would be the differences between sin in life and personality disorders and dementia, and how a wife can handle it? He's been a cross-dresser pretty much since he was 12. We're married almost 40 years. I did not know about it till recent years. And so, you know, pastors have talked to him and all and told him about sin. We've gone to marriage counseling intensive, and they did a study, and a personality study, and they said it's beyond borderline personality. It's mild, narcissistic, sociopathic intimacy disorder is there. And now we're even wondering about frontal temporal or Alzheimer's. His mother is definitely into dementia, and a couple of his aunts have been. And he's doing poor judgments, like jumping off a roof, trying to get onto a ladder and hurting himself, scary driving.
Okay. All right. How old is he?
He's
almost 64.
Yeah, so you do worry about things like dementia. But if he's been cross-dressing for 40 years, that's not dementia. And all these personalities.
Right. But he seems... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've just seen so many personality disorders over the years. I actually don't really like the term, because nobody's really thinking about, well, what's going on in his brain. So narcissism means he thinks about himself and nobody else. No empathy. That's a frontal lobe function. Jumping off the roof is a low frontal lobe issue that I really worry about the physical health of his brain. And when people talk about sin, nobody talks about the brain, but ultimately it's the supervisor in your brain, the front part, that's not working right, and then you're more likely to do things that are inconsistent with your morals and values.
So,
yes, and we also know that he had been in a coma for a day as a 5-year-old from a car accident.
That can totally impact your soul. It can impact.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and just want to make a comment here, Dr. Amen, about this little, just kind of a right at the end there, a mention of being in a coma at 5 years of age. That's pretty significant, don't you think?
No question about it. All the labels that Dee's husband has been given, you know, the label that may actually be the most important is the chronic effects of having a significant traumatic brain injury when you're little that damages your brain and then damages your ability to be in relationships, to do your life in the most effective way possible. People just never think about it. And I think that may be one of the key factors. And if we optimize his brain, it very well may help him be a better husband.
All right. I'm just going to send her this book. We stock it, Memory Rescue. There's so much in there about how to take care of your brain and make it healthy. I'm going to send that out to her. Now, I've got time for one more caller, but hang on, because we've got two other shows after this if you're on the line. And I'm going to go to Sherry from Colorado Springs, listening on KGFT. Sherry, welcome to New Life with Dr. Daniel Amen, Dr. Sherry Kepfer.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be on. And I'm an enormous David Amen fan and listen to everything you do on PBS.
Thank you.
I've followed your program insofar as the long list of vitamins based upon brain type, drinking more water, exercising, learning the language, trying to get back into the piano. However, in interacting with neurologists here, I was first told after a major concussion 2 years ago, after an auto accident, go home, lay down, put ice on it, take aspirin, rest, avoid stress, and sit in the dark. Afterward, I got a hold of a fellow here who was a PhD, and he said, those are all wrong, obviously. Go back to the gym, do A, B, C, and D, and get back into your art. Well, Dr. Amen, the truth is, after very carefully and wisely taking many vitamins, losing 13 pounds, and drinking gobs of water and eating precisely, my brain is still moving in pain and swelling and sense of poor reaction from over my right eyebrow now moving to the center. And I'm having extreme cognitive relating and bridging. Also, memory is becoming, may I just say, obnoxiously and radically weird. You have to giggle with God, I think. There are things that we know about ourselves and things we don't know ourselves.
All right. But now, I've got to interrupt you here because we're just about out of time here, and I want to give Dr. Amen a chance to respond to hearing the situation that you're in.
All right. So I would agree with your trainer, completely disagree with the neurologist, that putting the brain in a healing environment is the most important thing. I'm a huge fan of hyperbaric oxygen, of the supplements in new learning. But if you're doing the right things and you're still symptomatic, that's where a scan could be really helpful to you. The one we do at Amen Clinics is called SPACT, and you could go, well, what part of my brain is not working? Therefore, things like neurofeedback could help people who have visual problems like light sensitivity, depth perception problems. There's something called the Irlen syndrome, I-R-L-E-N, some miracle stories around that. If you go to Irlen.com, you can learn more about that. But it's, Sherry, continuing to put your brain in a healing environment. In my book, Memory Rescue, there's a whole chapter on rehabilitating head trauma, just like I did with my NFL players.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a copy of Memory Rescue, and anybody else, you can get that at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And you can also get this book, Stones of Remembrance. I wrote the foreword for this book. It really can change so much. If you don't use memory to keep your brain active, to keep it functioning, you're making a mistake. We need to memorize. We need to keep it working. We need to keep it moving, keep the body moving, supplements, all these things to help the brain work the best. We have two resources, Memory Rescue and Stones of Remembrance. And you can just call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and you can get both of those. And I tell you, they can literally change your life. Now, the only way that we can do this is with your support. And I want to give Larry Sonnenberg a moment here to come in and just share with us our needs here toward the end of summer. Larry, talk to us for a bit.
Thanks, Steve. My appeal is that we had a really tough July, and August has started off similarly. I want to precede that by saying thank you. We've had a few people that really stepped up and helped us right at the 1st of August to make up some ground, but we need so much more. We need your help. We have asked on two fronts. We need some folks to make one-time gifts. We need a lot of one-time gifts, all sizes, large and small, so that we can meet the obligations we need just to continue this ministry. We also need Club New Life members. You know, we have a goal of getting 6 new Club New Life members each day. And in August, the first, 10, 12 days here, we've averaged 2 per day. So we have some making up to do, and I just want to appeal to you. If you want to see some videos from the Club New Life Video Library, and Dr. Amon's done some of those, Sherry's done some of those, Steve has, along with other hosts and counselors, the way you get those is join our Club New Life, $30 a month or more, along with the thank you gift of the Arterburn Wellness Series. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was just going to say, and please, I mean, this is a great time for you to step in for somebody that maybe's taking a vacation, you normally supports us and doesn't. And I'm just going to broaden our appeal here. But if you give us a gift of any amount, you could ask for understanding and loving a person with narcissism, or ask for this book. It's a hardcover book, Stones of Remembrance, Healing Scriptures for Your Mind, Body, and Soul by Dr. Amon. I wrote the foreword for this. So either one of those, a gift of any amount, I'll send either of those to you as our way of saying thank you for supporting us here in August. What else, Larry, before we close out our program?
Well, I want to say thank you. I hate taking time away from the calls, but it's just too important to let it go. You know, when people say, why do you spend time asking? Well, we spend time asking because we know that your hearts are right. We know that you want this radio program to continue. People get help. I've got testimonies. I don't have time today to do that. But people get help just from this radio program, let alone our workshops and our counselors.
Yeah, I mean, we just think about Mick, who was our first caller, who has not been out to see anybody, really isolated. But guess what? We are available for him to call today. And what better day for Mick to call than when Dr. Amon's here? So it's a God thing. God is in this ministry, and we need the finances to keep it floating because we're totally rely on our folks for support.
Thank you.
We do, and we're so grateful to all of you that support us, all of you that have joined Club New Life. It really is an amazing club to be part of. The benefits far outweigh whatever sacrifice you have to make. And it enables us to do things like have Dr. Amen on the program and offer the things that he has put together. He's one of the most brilliant people in the world. I trust him with my heart, my life, my brain. And, you know, in this wonderful book, Stones of Remembrance, he's got 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. And it's that verse that says, humble yourself before the mighty power of God, and he's going to lift you up. Now, if you don't feel that, we can help you if you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you want to join us on the next two programs, 1-800-229-3000 with Dr. Amen. 1-800-229-3000. You have a great day today. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.